Welcome to Be Decoded on Dark City Radio. I'm Jabba and your host for the next hour or plus, we will see. Thanks Bob for operating the show. Tonight we're going to talk about fake alien invasion. Maybe the next false flag attack we discussed largely last week. With me tonight, my little family from the home, Soul Brother BJ.
Good evening, all.
And my soul sister and wife, Monica. Thanks for joining the show.
Thank you. Hello.
If somebody wants to join the conversation, please call on Skype Bob's Backyard, or the phone number that is on the website. If we talk about fake alien invasion, we have to talk about aliens. You have to talk about the whole black projects financed by the American taxpayer, or if there is even some others around the world. And also some false flag. Because I think the last false flag that happened, getting worse and worse, more obvious, and like the FBI is operating all the time. They have to find new ways to run the false flag. If not, it gets too obvious. And that alien invasion is already a subject. And is, I think even I was searching before for the Illuminati card. Is there one, or is more alien invasion?
Alien invasion.
Yeah. And. Something like that. Also, the new movie is out, serious about with who?
Stephen Greer, Dr. Stephen Greer.
Yeah, they talk also about that, and even he admit that he get supported by the Rockefellers. And I think it's not a coincidence that the movie is also come out this year. All these different. There's different stuff coming up, more control, more new world order, and it's a possibility. So if somebody want to call and join the show to discuss or have some experience or information about it, it's very welcome.
The Disclosure Project.
Disclosure Project.
Yeah.
Many talk also about the Vatican. And I think 2 years ago, admit that it could be a possibility that aliens or other life somewhere else exist. So it's a kind of approach to somebody would disclose. And a lot of people say the Vatican would do it. Others say it would be more people who come around with more information and all. I don't really see that there's really something coming up. Alien in principle.
Yeah, it's still getting laughed at.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you believe it's getting more normalized too. I think it's obvious that something is.
Oh, we appear to have lost Jabba there. Oh, are you back, Jabba?
Yeah, we are back.
Okay, mate, carry on.
We had some alien. We had some alien problems.
Yeah.
They cut the line.
They cut the line. They're too close, disturbing.
CIA. Yeah, we're not being funded by the CIA, so it's okay.
interesting video I saw also today. I posted on Babylon Decoded Facebook. Is who to trust? I think that is a very important part. Also, who to trust? What kind of information? You took a layer away, you don't want to go back to the ones, to the previous one. And therefore, it all depends, I think, how you see the world, how you see the universe and all this thing. But even in a normal thought, the universe is large, it's huge, and to think that we would be the only
living civilization, yeah.
That would be completely
doesn't resonate, yeah.
Ignorant, egoistic.
I think we can't unsee what we have seen. Mm. Yeah, you cannot unsee it again. Then. You cannot suddenly close your eyes. It continues.
Yeah. phenomena happen, man. I mean, a lot of people have videos out, coming more and more pictures, experiences, and I personally, for me, it's an open question. The way I cannot say it exists, it don't exist. We saw different stuff in the sky that was
There's
not from
a
normal plane, but we didn't see it close enough that we could say.
It was a UFO. We cannot say that.
No, we didn't saw through the window.
Yes, it's the movement of the craft itself, you know. With today's technology and what they're doing in Area 51, we don't know. You know,
it can be human-made stuff. Yes, out in our skies.
Yeah, we already have magnetic propulsion. These technologies have been here for about 30 years. You know, we don't know what the government is doing in the background. And you also see or hear the certain light shows. You know, seven crafts in a time. But you just don't know until you see it with your own eyes. But I do believe within my heart that there's other beings out there, and they have been using us for a long time. Definitely feel that.
But then again, it's the fake alien invasion that is made by us, isn't it?
Yeah, we're talking about the fake alien. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
exactly. How to separate the whole story, because governments have technologies that we don't know, and we are 50 years behind their technology. Yeah. They have.
That is
what. I always hear, and I mean, there are stuff out that we don't even know, that we don't even can imagine. That is the same, like how we can really. Discuss about how to take down buildings if you don't even know what kind of explosive it's.
Yeah.
You know, that is a point. Yeah. It's very important, because if we just take anything we know and we can buy in the supermarket, then of course we some stuff is impossible. But if you take also a possibility that some stuff exists, but of course it can only be a thought or an idea, as long as we don't really have it in our hand. But this is almost with everything what the government does. If they say this guy are the bomber, they guy have a relation to this kind of people. What do we know? What do we know? Suddenly the mother of the bomber is also on the FBI list, but they find it out like a week later. So it's whole information. Is of course done first for manipulation, but often you don't know in which sense. Yeah.
I think it's very hard to know everything about it. So the right thing to do is to keep it open, leave the question open, unanswered, really. Definitely.
There's many ways of looking at it as well, you know. So the truth is slowly coming out, but there's a lot of work involved in this, you know, because at the end of the day, we have to do extensive research into other shows, backgrounds, governments, and some of us have not experienced this firsthand. What is an alien invasion? What is the agenda behind an alien invasion? This is a question that we could ask ourselves. What if it does happen?
Will it be an alien invasion?
Or is it going to be a false flag alien invasion?
It will be a false flag.
Yeah.
I definitely don't think it's much more harm that can happen.
I think there will be definitely a first government-made alien invasion before the real aliens would appear. Also, a question is like, would alien, if we would be alien and we would see the planet from above, would we really come here?
Are we really that interesting to visit?
Maybe they're here to actually help us. Who? The aliens.
I would love some help. I keep on saying, come down and help me out. I mean, I don't see them.
They must be they must be very advanced.
When we talk also about the different stuff that exists, like we know also about the Nazi.
We can talk about the Himalayas, you know, during the Indian. A lot of alien crafts have been predicted on paintings and artifacts in history, you know, in the background you can see it. And also they probably have been communicating with them in a spiritual way, you know.
Because that is what we that is the history that we see all the time, is how who was it got influenced by the grace, all the government I guess in all times got influenced by the grace, getting technology, getting help, switching, you know, in the dark plan, but that is no longer around anymore.
Yeah, but there is definitely, definitely, like also we have different species, even if we call them all humans, we have quite different species on planet Earth. So I think
it's like good and bad, you mean?
No, I'm good and bad. It's always like subjective. I think it's as much we have different species in humans on planet Earth, I think there is also as much aliens out there, are we not ourselves the extraterrestrial, or why should they not have a shape like we have?
You are a little alien.
Thank you.
Yeah, I see.
We are not on TV.
Yeah.
I just filmed my skin.
Can I ask Jabba, if that's okay? Have you ever come across the Russian secret book of alien races?
Yeah, I've seen a lot.
What do you think of that?
I think it's interesting. I think all the subject is very interesting. But I don't know if it's a real thing or not. It reminds me a little of a TV series I see one time. Oh, what's the name of that again? X-Files. Star Trek or something like that, where you see all these different kinds and from where they are and... You know,
But we saw some picture that was in for three, four years ago when a UFO thing like that landed in Russia. Two years even.
Yeah.
They showed picture and everything. I think every book can be written, and I read a book of a guy who said himself that he was on another planet and told about the story about the whole journey, and he was very conscious when he came back. I think this kind of information you only can take in a way that you can take the information out for you to expand your own consciousness. You cannot say I don't believe in anything. That's why it's as long as I don't experience it on first hand, I cannot be this is it. But you can leave the question open, and I mean there's a lot of unexplained things happening in the sky we don't know today.
No, I prefer that they exist. I would love that. Yeah, that would be cool. Not so boring.
Well, what the difficult point is on a fake alien invasion, it is like, it's not only that we had to have a new false flag attack, we have all relief system that is run over, we have like an intervention that military could not be solved, we have different parts who will definitely change the whole world in one time. And we talked last week about the false flag. What will be the next one? What will be really the huge one? Boston almost looked only like an exercise, but finally the result was that they had martial law and they chased people out of the houses. And if something bigger happened, what would really go on? Jan, he don't want to come online? What Jan is saying? A techno music running same time than the discussion. Well, it's not from here.
No, it must be the aliens.
An alien invasion, I think. Yeah.
It's already started.
Yeah, that is
no, actually, it wasn't the aliens. It was me.
Oh, shit. That's boring.
No. It's a conspiracy.
Shoot.
Yeah. It is. It is definitely. But Dark City is a conspiracy.
It's a vicious loop.
We don't see any signs of a fake alien invasion, or if we do see any sign, what would be the signs of that?
Well, the pre-signs is like that serious video where the guy say he had contact like since how many years? 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And the Rothschild
family.
They say go out with this information.
Yeah. We want disclosure.
Why would Rothschild want that?
You know, they're controlling everything now. Might as well control the aliens as well, I suppose.
No.
Prajna want to come in.
Hi, Jabba. I just wanted to insert one of my little theories about aliens, and it goes like this. In evolution of consciousness, if you just look at the way that it's happened on this planet, we've developed two streams separately. One is technologically, and the other one is spiritually. And it appears to me, because we're right on the brink of disaster, and the reason we're on this brink is because we haven't developed spiritually as quickly as we've developed technologically. And I think that this may be a similar thing throughout the whole cosmos, and that it's impossible for any highly technically advanced civilization to survive past a certain point unless it develops spiritually. So we're not going to find any aliens who are coming along with bad intentions, because they will have blown themselves up and destroyed themselves before they've actually got to the point of being able to travel this kind of distance. What do you make of that?
Well, to when we look at the universe and we look at quantum physics today, everything is possible through a collective consciousness. Our mind can transmit the thoughts throughout this universe. It all depends if we come together. And it is about signals, certain signals that are being applied from NASA. They send signals out to space, and they have a certain amount of recordings that they cannot understand the meaning. So they're trying to interpretate a lot of signals at the moment. Now, but at the same time, we don't have this technology. The general public, we just have to do the research online and see what's going on.
Different, of course, different ideas of universe and how the universe is created and what is really going on out there. I think technologically we are very advanced in a way that we know how to do things. We don't use the right materials, and the purpose of the most of the invention we have are used for war. And if something is really interesting for the government, they always convert it in war games.
Yeah. But the spirituality, I think, it seems like it's coming more and more, really. I see more and more spirituality and the good type, not the new age Wicca stuff, but the kind of, yeah.
People's getting conscious.
Yeah.
Turning back to conscious. We're going to make a little break, and Bob going to play us the Puppet Master, and Praja come back after.
Shaky legs and bones.
We are back on B Decoded, Fake Alien Invasion with Monica and BJ and everybody who want to join. For me, there is a theory out what is really going on. That is, I call that universal conspiracy. That means humanity had to go through a certain degree of suffering, or how we want to call it, but that duality had to come to its peak. That means humanity had to really go down and see how much we can go down without dying. And
how far away from our essence we can go before finding our way back.
Exactly.
You know, can we really ever get lost?
Yeah. And a good example for that is that even the worst evil person on Earth is still alive.
Yeah.
You know? So the heart have to be alive at least a little bit.
Yeah.
And I the worst part is that they think they're doing good too.
Yeah.
That is the other way.
But it's good. The intention is good, at least.
The intention would be good. Yeah. But also what kind of purpose they had in that whole conspiracy. Mm. That means also how much the Vatican had to hide stuff, how much the government had to push us now, that, like Prajna was saying, that we are spiritually can awake. Mm. And how much who is involved in that whole thing. Yeah. That is also a big question for myself. Well, when we talk about Rothschild or so, who support certain people to bring certain information out, in which purpose? What? And is it because they know they have to go out of it, but they just cannot release all information? If not, we would get blinded. It's like a black box. If you open the black box too quickly, the people inside, they would get blinded.
Or how you explain it with the egg.
Or with the egg. The awakening can only happen from inside. You have to break the shell from inside. If we break it from outside, the chicken die.
You have to be a certain amount of ready to crack out.
Healthy. Exactly. And it have to come from yourself.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what Prajna was saying, that technology, we are advanced. But I don't think in the end result, it is really a problem.
Mm.
It is also, I think, the advanced technology is done that we can see that things are possible. Like what we were saying 50 years ago, we would never have this kind of tool. We would never have a computer fast like that, or they even don't know what it was. And today we have it. And I think that technology part is a part of the spiritual awakening. What do you think, Prajna, if he's still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Sorry, I was busy responding to the IRC chat. For anyone listening who doesn't know about IRC chat, there's a chat link on the webpage on darkcityradio.com, and you can actually get involved. You can post questions there. You can also ring in and so on. And sorry, I was a bit distracted from what you were saying there, Jabba.
Thank you for being there. That's good. I just was saying about the spiritual awakening and the whole technology that is way more advanced. It's also, I personally think it will not get to a full destruction of the whole planet Earth, humanity, or even the cosmos. That is my thought. What do you think about that?
Well, I have this feeling from exploring using various drugs and so on, that actually there's a happy ending. And if we're not all absolutely ecstatically happy, it just shows that it hasn't ended yet. Is that saying much the same thing?
Yeah, I think that is very correct. I think there is, like I said before, even the most evil person on planet Earth still have life in him.
It have to be something good for some love at least, or else we can't live, can we?
Mm-hmm. But how I see it getting worse and worse, and like heading towards something that even make more fear, create more fear, like what is going on in North Korea also. It's really to create fear. And I think, and I think the alien invasion would
create the ultimate fear.
We would get scared. No,
they just have to open their eyes and just be open to a contact.
I wonder how they will do it then.
Because you just don't know. You just don't know.
Slimy creatures coming out or what? How they will
scare us?
Maybe
they look exactly like us. But far much more evolved, you know, because for them.
But then
to,
it's not a fake alien, and
maybe that's right. But this is what I'm saying. You know, we just do not know.
Oh, it would be
do they actually exist? Because they have actually locked some down in Area 51, so we're here. But do they exist? This is the question,
Bob.
I think they exist. Yes. I think there's too
How
much.
Do you think they look like?
I think that's why I went.
Alien.
Excuse me.
Yeah, how do you think they will look like when they arrive, and will they be faked in?
Fake? No. I think they're real. I don't think they can arrive. I think they're already here.
Yeah.
I kind of get what I don't know if it was is it PJ PJ or Jabba who said about collective. Consciousness.
Yeah.
I don't actually subscribe to the point of view of collective consciousness. I subscribe to the point of view of consciousness.
Yeah.
Not divided. Not some people aren't, and some people are connected. No, I don't do that. I think you either are conscious of your own presence in the moment, yeah, or you're not. If you're not, you'll be in polarity or demand, which is normally the future, the past. Right and wrong, good and evil, so forth.
Yeah.
You know, you've all come across them. So while your consciousness is in that polarity, you're unable to see the actual splendid glory of life that actually exists beyond the spectrum that we actually occupy, known as the physical light field. Mm. So within that very small, and obviously for the listeners, the physical light field is visible light field. It's called that because it's visible. That's what we can see clearly with our eyes. Now, you'll know your experience isn't actually made up of things that move. The majority of the experience is made up by the background of things that don't have motion. So although we are in now a very small amount of the light field that's available, the visible light field, we then focus onto the things that have motion within the physical light field, another minority, and we give them more value. So we are now giving the things that we consider to be living, as in motion, alive, to have more value than things that appear to not be in motion, i.e. what you may call dead if you're in polarity. Mm. Of course, the motion is really vibrational state. You know, it's stagnated or vibrating, I suppose, with or without. Doesn't necessarily need to be moving in a linear fashion the way the consciousness perceives externally from oneself. So, as far as I'm concerned, I can't leave this planet. I'm not an alien. You are. You are the ones who are in division. You're the ones that look towards your future to create a better environment because you're unsettled in the moment. And in my opinion, the solution to this, well, it worked for me, is to recognize my presence that I bring into the moment and actually take time in my life to actually get to know my presence in the moment. It sounds ludicrous. How would I not know who I am in the moment? Because of the delusion of the illusion of the polarity, as I explained before. So yeah, I think they could look like virtually everything.
So it's like us raising our consciousness. It's not them coming to us. It's we who are.
You are them.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can't raise your consciousness to them, and they can't lower to you.
Exactly.
They are you. You see.
Yeah.
They might be slimy and green and horrible. They might not be looking as, but you know, beauty in the eye of the beholder is therefore created by those with the power to manipulate to suit your needs. That's not creation. That's manipulation.
Yeah.
I think with the focus of empowerment of individuals, maybe collectively, don't know, but with the focus of power of individuals, and then, like I say, maybe collectively, perhaps we will begin to create.
Yeah,
by collective visualizing the same thing,
I think it's always difficult to talk about things that we cannot touch and smell and see. That is, of course, but in a way, like Prajna was saying, if you use a certain type of influence, drugs or mushrooms, you see more. So we know that is happening only in our head, but in a way, it's also like our senses who expand. Mm. And therefore, there have to be more than that. And I also said, all that reptilian stories and stuff, you know? Some people, they see angels, and other they see reptilians or devils or certain things. They make rituals to use the devil to make certain things. Anyway, I think there is way more around than what we see, touch, and smell, and so on. Therefore, but it is difficult if you cannot take a picture of it.
No, but I agree. I've seen it too when I was in Africa and see the marabous doing their magic stuff, you know. But how to explain that? Mm-hmm. You know, I cannot explain what happened, but the experience is there still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but to put words to it is very hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Also, when we like also the imaginary part of a kid, how do we know that the kid is seeing something? And when we say, no, there is nothing, shut up. Of course, next time he sees it, he will not say it anymore. And in this way, the whole imaginary side is also get lost.
Yeah.
And like I say, for me, unless... I think if they would land in my garden, I would welcome them, no problem.
Mm.
But still, I cannot say today... aliens exist. They are not here today. Hi, how are you? And but I would not mind. I'm open to see embrace any good intention in beings for coming in my life.
But do you think like the documentary coming out, the serious movie, will bring a more collective mind to this? That it's closer to a real disclosure and not a fake one attack.
I think before we have the real disclosure, where we're going to face the real aliens, I think there will be a fake one first. The reason, I have no idea why, but I just think it's again the black box that we cannot open too quickly. It's like 2 years ago, the Vatican had to say that there is a possibility.
Knows. A big imam too who have said on the behalf of Islam that they exist.
Mm-hmm.
So it's both in two major religions then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also that the Pope now want to have one religion and all these things. For me, the critical point, like the guy say in the video for the truth, my bullshit alert is like...
bullshit alert, yeah.
Yeah, bullshit detector is on constant alert.
Mm.
And I think that is, unless we don't really experience it, we have to be aware that there can be any kind of fake... anything around, and unless we don't really experience it ourselves, we just have to stay aware. I think
that so. We have to see the opposite thing.
Yeah.
To put them against, but I hear some talk about this that the fake one will come and the good ones too. The spirit, no, the star family they call it.
Star beings?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That they also will come, and the question got asked, how do we see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you won't see, maybe you will feel.
Mm-hmm. And also the ones who are really in that view for things, they say also it will be way later, it will be only like 2030.
Yeah, I hear in 400 years.
That was very depressive information.
I disagree. I don't want to wait 400 years. It's like having one more life. Two more lives. No. Now.
Now or never, yeah.
We're going to make another little break with the song One God and God or One Devil. I think it's all the same. And One God, Moon Rises.
Flowers grow on the battlefields, they fight to survive. One God for you to believe in too. One God, flowers broken, lies down dead, try to survive. One God, flowers kills on the battlefields. On the battlefields, we fight to survive. One God for you to believe in truth. One God, flowers broken, lies down dead, try to survive. One God, flowers kills on the battlefields. And in the dark, one God sounds in change. Let's rise.
We are still on the Ark City Radio, Fake Alien Invasion. I think a question is also how much of what is get filmed about UFOs are real or real. They, I think if you can take them on tape, they are in this way real. But how much is really coming out of space and how much is really done from militaries and for which purpose?
What's the purpose behind it?
I think if they have the technology to use it, having flying objects with this speed, and so they would use it for war. Maybe they already used it for war. We don't really know that. And George Kavassilas was saying that the ones we see actually are all militaries. And the purpose could be to say, like, now we have to add an invasion. Also, another thing is how they could appear. I mean, if they would appear like open disclosure and it would really happen in the Vatican, I think they would first tell that again that they had contact with extraterrestrial, and they would show them that in full TV screen from the Vatican to welcome the new aliens and so on. I think the personal choice we can do, or the personal bullshit detector, is to say what we feel about it. But this, I think, is the best way to see what is really going on.
And question.
I mean, the question part is very
important.
Don't
be scared to ask questions about this subject. You know, I think that it's been hushed down too much.
Mm-hmm. No, and I mean, you have different pilots, the Navy guys and researchers who dedicate their life to that.
Mm.
And they lost everything, like we do to be how we want to live.
To see the world,
And we give up also the whole system, and we don't really care anymore what the people say about us or think about us. Mm-hmm. And in this way, I think it's also a very, very strong statement for a lot of people who are really convinced that there is stuff out and they're making their research. Like you said, the guy went even to Norway and see the different places. And I think there are different places on planet Earth where you can
different
experience
spots where, definitely.
Also, what they are also saying is like the underground.
Yeah.
Underground cities from our governments.
Mm.
What Zuckley was saying, how much?
Oh, I cannot remember.
1,400 underground cities around the world.
It's a huge one in Svalbard. It's like an island outside of Norway.
Mm-hmm.
Holds huge about 2 million people in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you got Denver as well, you know, Denver Airport. All the pictures and paintings and what do they actually depict there, you know, it's quite amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those pictures?
And the whole FEMA camp is around, right?
Yeah.
So I think there is a lot of preparation going on.
Yeah,
and we cannot ignore them.
No. But are they preparing for one big event with fake aliens? Or
well, how will they really install their full martial law of whole humanity? And for who are the FEMA camps finally? Yeah. You know, that is like the OPPT guys saying that the bad guys will get arrested. And don't be afraid if you are in the office and your boss get arrested. You have to accept that this one is a part of the bad guy. Don't be scared if somebody in your family get arrested.
Yeah.
You know, they start to prepare people for a certain event.
Mm.
Everybody's talking about this event and stuff. And I definitely don't think that behind the scene they are preparing like officially alien welcome in a way. At least not with what the proof we have of FEMA camps and all this ammunition buying and all these things. This is not to arrest the couple of thousand real bad guys. That is to arrest a massive a lot of people.
Mm.
But of course, the spiritual side also is like, I think the whole plan, if you talk about the universal conspiracy, is also the purpose is really to push us so far until we awake. Uh-huh. And like a lot of time when we experience people who wake up, it's because they lost their job, their houses, their families, and they start to ask questions how the whole system is done.
Yeah.
And I think if we want that humanity is awakening, they have to hit the bomb on the floor to see what is above.
Yeah.
And therefore, again, I come back to what kind of purpose they are pushing people so far. The only purpose could be that they want that the people wake up. And that's why, like we say, how many people really die in Boston? How many people really die in Sandy Hook? How many? It's not like there is still slaughter going on. That is more like they giving the impression to the people that really bad things are going on, that they are, on one hand, get more fear. And on the second hand, the one who realize what is going on, they realize. And I think the fear part is even in the ones who are awakening is very strong still.
Yeah.
That is, they get quickly scared about the new information they find. And on the first place, it's also as soon as you go in the fear paradigm, you are not really able to think clear.
No.
I think you lose the big picture.
Mm.
And therefore, it's really the most important to not fall in a fear paradigm.
Welcome them.
Open your arms.
Embrace them.
What about the crop circles? What do you think about the crop circles, honey?
Well, I think crop circles are a long time around.
Yeah.
I mean, just saw another thing where they also paint like the crop circles that was done in the past, like ancient time.
Yeah. Mm.
So energy is around. If they are done by UFOs or not, that is clearly not done by people with some plates lying down in the cornfield.
No, because when you see close pictures on every straw, it's not broken. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still
and also
alive.
The NASA who sent the signal out,
and
they came back with the same signal, just with the DNA structure change.
This and kind the half face kind of, but that looked like a gray one, mm-hmm. the one that was kind of supposedly helping the government mm-hmm. and stuff. That looked like the. Those guys, you know, with huge eyes and very typical alien, as we have seen it.
Yeah, but even if they are gray, we don't know for what kind of purpose they're helping government.
Mm. Yeah.
If they are here for real disclosure to wake people up to end this kind of duality paradigm and ignorance based history, or if they are really here to enslave people in school, I think both are around.
Yeah,
but the way. Everything have to happen and come in place. There will not be an extinction of the humanity or life.
It don't seem like.
I personally don't think so. No. I think it would be very complex to put in place to just destroy it in the end. So if the Matrix is really done by the architect of the Matrix, I think he is not. It's not planned to destroy the whole thing. Mm.
But do you think, like, this fake alien invasion, if it happens, then will be one of the final stages towards enlightenment almost? Or how much more far can it go then?
Yeah, really? That is the question. That
because then everything have been twisted upside down mm-hmm. and make such a huge mess. Then how can anything then continue how it has been till now?
So it must be
the final stages then.
Yeah, final stage to people don't awake that we have like full control of New World Order. Or on the other side that the people will just say, hey, come on guys, we saw it now.
It's a relief, yeah.
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 But how much did the so-called dark ones or so, they really want to stay in the dark?
Mm. Yeah.
You know, that is also the question. Yes, how much they want the
it's
people...
It's so openly a choice in the end that if you really know what you're choosing to mm-hmm. follow the old paradigm, you really know then.
I think the basic rule of the universe is free choice.
Yeah. Mm.
I think that is that you cannot take that away, and therefore also we have always the back door of the matrix who is open,
yeah,
who is wide open. You it's just have choice. To find it. Yeah. But I think you cannot suppress people or even whole humanity without leaving the back door open. Mm. That is a universal law. I think that will never go away. I think that will remain.
But what you mean is that we have come very far away from that back door, and how to find our way back. Mm-hmm. Is that? Mm-hmm. It's a pretty interesting question.
I think it's very complex, and was a good discussion. We are already in the end of the show.
Yeah. Time goes quickly.
Yeah. And for me, it will remain an open question, alien, yeah. Not alien, but I think what we can touch today is that to prepare
yourself, yeah.
Prepare yourself for more things to come, stuff that we maybe don't know.
Mm.
And I think to stay in the higher vibration and in the positive and living from the heart is still the way we will find what is real and what is not real, what is going in the good direction or not. But to be prepared for something bigger happening, for a false flag,
yeah.
I think they have prepared for it. And I think the people also should prepare and debunk it as soon as
they can. Yeah.
And if that would happen, not to be scared. And isn't that what we hear all the time?
Mm. Yeah.
Not to be scared.
Yeah.
That feeds their energy too. So it's just to stay as lovely as you can.
Mm. Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to listen to our last song.
Good night.
And that was BDecoded, more on BabylonDecoded.com, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. And the song is The Sunshine for All, Each and Everyone. See you next week. Thank you.
Good night. Good night.